Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from Raina Gellert and her wonderful CD, Ways of the World. We heard Ducks on the Mill Pond. Raina is the perfect artist to be included on this week's show as we start a two-part feature, The Kids Are All Right. Many performers received their first inspiration at home. In the case of Raina, her dad is a great old-time banjo player and fiddler. Like many players her age, as a child, she fell asleep many evenings on a pile of coats at local square dances, using the tunes and rhythm as her lullaby. The next two programs will focus on players whose initial inspiration came at home. We'll open the program with Roseanne Cash. It's quite well known that her father, Johnny, had a big influence on her life. We'll lead off with 500 Miles from the recording The List, which includes some of the songs Johnny felt she needed to know before entering the world of country music. Here's Roseanne Cash on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
If you miss the train I'm on, then you'll know that I have gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Teardrops fell on Mama's note when I read the things she wrote. She said, "We miss you, hon, we love you, come on home." Well, I didn't have to pack, I had it all right on my back. Now I'm 500 miles away from home. Lord, I'm one, Lord, I'm two, Lord, I'm three, oh Lord, I'm four, Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. Thank you.
Christmas soon, go everywhere, because there ain't no other place for them to go. Where I dwell outside now, for me, that's really hard to say. Like sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's different style that looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Just the center line on this highway runs up my banjo neck, and I feel somehow it's just natural to be gone. Sitting knee to knee upon some riverbank somewhere at supper time. The evening air is moving like molasses towards a sticky night, so easy as I press your hand in mine. What's the difference being different when it's different now that it looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it. Tomorrow just as natural to be gone. Say, like sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's different now that it looks alike? You say I've changed, but I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it. Tomorrow just as natural to be gone.
Thank you.
This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're listening to some second-generation players and performers, folks who were influenced by their families. We just heard Amy Helm from her recording Didn't It Rain and Martha Scanlon's tune Spend Our Last Dime. That was her Papa Levon counting off the tune and playing drums. That's on E1 Records. And before that, Brian Sutton is a great guitarist, and he has had lots of influences over the years, but probably the strongest influence was his father, Jerry Sutton. And from the recording, Not Too Far From the Tree, we heard Jerry and Brian together with Billy in the Lowground. That's on Sugar Hill Records. And before that, we heard from Jamie Hartford from his recording Part of Your History, the songs of John Hartford. We heard Natural to Be Gone from Jamie Hartford. And we let off that set with Roseanne Cash from her recording The List. And we heard 500 Miles. That's on Manhattan Music. You are listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. I'm going to lead off this next set with Ken and Brad Kolodner, who are two wonderful traditional musicians. Ken is a hammer dulcimer player and a fiddler, and his son Brad plays the clawhammer, banjo, the fiddle, and all kinds of other stuff as well. This is from their recording Skipping Rocks and the tune Falls of Richmond on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Carter family back again, A.P., Surrey, Jeanette, and Joe. An old number here, and the song is Ship Ahoy.
I was drifting away on life's pitiless sea when the angry waves threatened my my rule on to be. There away at my side I dimly described a stately old vessel, and loudly I cried, ship ahoy,
ship ahoy,
ship ahoy,
ship ahoy.
Then loudly I cried, ship ahoy. Signs of sailing along, all aboard her seemed happy. I heard their sweet song, and the captain's kind ear, ever ready to hear, caught my wail of distress as I cried out in fear. Ship ahoy,
ship ahoy,
ship ahoy,
ship
ahoy. Then loudly I cried, ship ahoy. Captain commanded a boat to be lowered, and with tender compassion he took me on board. Then trust him today and no longer delay. Get on board the old vessel and shout on your way. Ship ahoy,
ship ahoy,
ship ahoy,
ship ahoy.
Then loudly I cried, ship ahoy.
Yes, sir, that's a pretty good old number, Ship Ahoy. And I know you all enjoy that number, and it brings back a lot of the old days past.
Blues, stay away from me. Blues, why don't you let me be? Don't know why on haunting me. Love was never meant for me. True love was never meant for me. It seems somehow
thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1613. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. We just heard Raina Gellert from Ways of the World, and we heard the title track. That's an old William Stepp tune from Kentucky. That's on Yodelahi Records from Raina Gellert, and that's our theme music for this week. Before that, we heard from the Carawan family's recording Homebrew, and we heard a solo piece by Evan Carawan. It was called Tortoise and the Hare, and he wrote that himself. Homebrew is on Flying Fish Records. And before that, we heard from Jay Unger and Molly Mason and Swingology from their recording Relax Your Mind, and a Delmore Brothers tune, Blues Stay Away From Me, with Molly Mason taking the lead and Ruth also taking the lead, Ruth Unger. That's on Angel Records. And before that, we heard an old recording from the Carter family from back in 1956. And you may say, the Carter family wasn't together in 1956. Well, they were in this incarnation. AP and Sarah patched things up enough to be able to make music together, and they invited their kids, Jeanette and Joe, to come and play with them. And they made some recordings for the Acme Recording Company, and they had intended to sell them in the Sears catalog, but it wasn't too successful. But we heard a radio check from WOPI down in Bristol, Tennessee, from March 1st, 1956, and Ship Ahoy. That's from the Carter family, the Acme Sessions, 1956, from JSP Records. And we let off that set with Brad and Ken Kolodner from their recording Skipping Rocks and their take on Falls of Richmond. That's on Fenchurch Records. We are listening to folks who, performers who have followed in their parents' footsteps. Eliza Gilkison, her father was Terry Gilkison, and he had a band called the Easy Riders back during the folk scare era. This is one of the tunes that they used to play. Here's Fast Freight from Eliza Gilkison on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Hear the whistle blow. late. In my dreams, I'm riding on the train. I feel my pulse beating with that old fast freight. Thank the Lord, I'm just a bum again. Go bum again. Go bum again. Hear the whistle blow. Hear the whistle blow. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Wheels are soon in the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you don't,
Listening to performers from musical families this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That was Pietà Brown from her recording Paradise Outlaw and Letter in Hand. She's Greg Brown's daughter. That's on Red House Records. And before that, we heard from Sam Amidon, whose parents have been mainstays of the New England music community for many years. We heard Walkin' Boss from Sam's newest recording, Lilio. And all that wonderful guitar playing was from Bill Frisell. That's on Nonesuch Records. And we let off that set with Eliza Gilkison from her recording The Nocturne Diaries. And we heard Fast Freight, a tune that her father used to play with his band The Easy Riders. That was Terry Gilkison. It's on Red House Records as well. We're going to lead off this last set with Richard and Linda Thompson's Little Boy Teddy from his first solo recording and a tune called Thanks a Lot. Here's Teddy Thompson on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Plan.
could just say you're sorry for retraction, bended knee. Maybe you could just save your firstborn for me.
Thank you.
No program about musical families could possibly not include Arlo Guthrie. And that was from Hobo's Lullaby, an old tune from Hoyt Axton called Lightning Bar Blues. It's on Rising Sun Records. And before that, the recording which inspired this program originally a few months ago, the Wainwright sisters have a new recording called Songs in the Dark. That's Martha Wainwright and Lucy Wainwright Roach. And we heard Do You Love an Apple that they learned from the Bothy Band so many years ago. That's on Pias Records, P-I-A-S, Songs in the Dark from the Wainwright Sisters. And we let off that set with Teddy Thompson from his self-titled recording and a tune called Thanks a Lot. That's on Virgin Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week of Music That Runs in the Family. We have another edition of it next week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And I hope you've held in there with my voice because it's not so good right now. I have my annual spring cold. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1613.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.